Welcome to the All Man Podcast, where we're having casual conversations through the lenses of three different perspectives.
All that shit.
I am the Tony Davis.
Michelangelo Brand.
And I'm Wayne Quick Draw McGraw.
Jesus
and Christ. I'm Wayne Quick Draw McGraw.
All right, Michelangelo.
So
take us there.
So Tone actually came up with a great question, but I'm going to read it because I want to start shit off. When he asked this question earlier today in pre-production. He said, what is style and fashion? What does it mean for you? And everybody will answer this. And what does it mean when you see others fashionable, stylish? And then what do you use it for? And what is the purpose of your life? So we were in a spirited discourse about a lot of things in pre-production. But Tone, right before we started, said, when we step out, we want attention, right? And
based on what I think,
based on when we're stepping out in our as a crew, right? How we show up, how we present ourselves, how we move.
Sure.
And the interesting thing behind that is a lot of fellas I think want attention with no intention. So a lot of fellas just want, hey, they do the same thing women do. So when we were younger. Because I don't know when the last time y'all was at the club. It's been a little while since I was at the club, right? Especially when it was cold. So, if you remember, there was a club here that was very well known on Peachtree, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it would be lying around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be cold. It'd be a cold night. 30 degrees outside, right?
Bitches ain't got no coat on.
Ain't got no type of coat on. We bundled up. All the dudes got on top coats.
Shit.
We didn't even know what top coats were. Like, we bundled, right? It's chicks. Because they trying to run to the club, right? But it's a line. So for 30 minutes, they huddled up together. Bitch, stay close. You letting the heat out. Like, just keep on rubbing our hands together. We stay warm.
For 45 minutes.
For 45 minutes, right? So you did all of that. You got into the club. And now you doing all the extra dance moves. So them short shorts, when the girls used to wear the gauchos, the bodysuits, damn, was polyester from the cheap store, right? You doing all that. And then the nigga walk up behind you. It could be three niggas. Good, fairly good looking dudes walk up behind you, try to start dancing. Excuse me. Like, back up. You be like, yo, what the? Like, so what? What you giving to me for then? Like, right? And this ain't for you. But you doing all this to try to get attention. Well, in my viewpoint, my purview, if you're doing all these things, it's a difference when a nigga, you know a nigga like Ice. Like, right? He just an icy nigga. So he got the chain, he got the earrings, he got the rings. That's just who this nigga is. Like, it looked different than a nigga who is trying to be icy.
Yeah, got your chain out in the middle of the mile.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Or he got the real life shit. But it's just like, but it don't look the same.
Nah.
When I've seen some real OGs who know how to do it, they may just have a small little chain on. But that shit be glistening. You be like, oh, that shit nice, my nigga. Ain't don't need no piece. Like, right? They don't need a piece and chain. They need a piece.
Right.
I mean, the chain, right? And then I seen some niggas who dripped out. You like, okay, cool. They move differently. So a lot of dudes just want attention. And I talk about this in my book, Dress for Success, How to Intimately Align Your Image and Your Identity So That It Always Leaves a Lasting Impact. Available at stylearchitects.com and on Amazon. Make sure you go get that.
Right now.
And... you know what I'm saying? So go get 10 copies. So when I'm talking to most dudes are just trying to get attention, but they don't even know what they're trying to get who they're trying to get the attention of. I know based on the way that I present myself and the gifts that I give, I ain't gonna get no hood big booty Judy. The likelihood of that is gonna be very, very minimal.
Yeah, say that.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, when I've talked to chicks like that, they'd be like, I had one girl who just put it plainly for me, and this is what set the understanding. She said, like, but why would you get with me? Like, why would we even rock? Oh, why would we even rock? Because, like, shit, like, we don't fit together.
That's what she said to you?
That's what she said.
that's what she said.
Right? So what I realized is, just from the start, because I do want to talk about the rites, the rituals, and the respect, but like for right now, the dress is my calling card. The dress is my statement. Like, this is who the fuck I am. Is you fucking with it? No. Awesome. Get the fuck away from me. So that style, no different than if you look at just a very basic level, like if you look at gang colors. Gang color shows your affiliation. And based on that affiliation and based on your region and where you're from, that could express some very different things in different spaces. Or it's like a fraternity. Like, right? If you're in a certain fraternity, based on the colors and the insignia and the symbols that you're wearing, that could associate you with something. You know, Kappa niggas is pretty boys. Alpha niggas is smart niggas. Sigma niggas is all right, cool niggas, whatever. Iota niggas is some niggas you don't want to be, apparently, when you're in college. You know what I'm saying? So, it depending on where you are.
So, even with that said, because my only discourse, the theory is mm-hmm. that in the event that's your calling card, that's your representation
right.
of you,
right?
Like, that's your visual profile, your avatar,
mm-hmm.
right? It's the most recognizable, but doesn't it have some duality there? I mean, couldn't someone see you and be like, oh, I really would like to
try to see what's up with that, but
what the hell? Sorry, keep.
I would really like to see what's up with that, but
oh, hold on. The universe said, nah, nigga. Fuck your couch.
Yo.
Yeah. But don't you miss out? Wouldn't you miss out on, or that proverbial saying, don't block your blessings? Because you so engulfed in who your calling card is or what your style represents?
No. Do you feel like you miss out on Android? Do you feel like you miss out on one type of phone because you got another type of phone?
Nah.
Sometimes.
You get the fuck out of here. Otherwise, you would have went and got the other phone.
Nah, man. I mean, it's a ratio.
Right.
Right.
So I'm willing to take, if I'm in a business, if I'm in a professional space, I'm not trying to be everything to everybody.
Right.
So I'm if my blessing is the antithesis, it's the complete opposite of whatever I am. Guess what? That bitch gonna have to choose me. You chose me. And that's another thing that I love about what clothing do, especially from a relationship standpoint when it comes to that. Like, she'll come up and talk to me. Hey, oh my gosh, you just really look so nice. And she be fucking up, dude, with the long ass nails and the weave waves and all that other shit. Like
the Brazilian,
you know what I'm saying? Like, cool. And if I'm interested, I can reciprocate. If I'm not, I keep the shit moving. Because I'm trying to convey to most fellas is you got to take a stand at some point. The problem for most dudes is they're more than happy to acquiesce to whatever social airs say.
Sure.
For some shit that don't look good on them. For some shit that don't work for them. For some shit that they know is inauthentic. For some shit that they know is going to get them attention but no connection. So you doing all that shit for not, because then once you get with the chick, it's no different than like when a chick sees me and they are like, oh, you know, I imagine you have a fireplace and you be sipping cognac in your robe. And I be like, bitch, you are right on point. That's exactly what it looks like.
Where's the cognac?
That's exactly what where it looks it like. You know what I'm saying?
I've
like,
never seen
you,
it.
Are you bringing something? Well, you know.
Where's the smoking jacket?
Because you have.
And what are you smoking?
Why would you need to see that?
I'm just saying.
Why would you need to see that?
Because your style is reflecting that.
Right. But why would you need to see that?
I don't need
right.
to see it.
They imagining some shit that I'm going to make a reality, goddamn.
Okay, I'm just saying.
So there's an alignment there.
Okay.
Or when I'm hanging with homies, like the fact that we can all step out. And I think that we have very, very relatable styles, right? But we can step out.
Is that your PC way of saying y'all don't dress as fly as I do?
No, we just that's don't what dress it sounded like. No, what I'm really saying is
we have very unique yet different styles.
Relatable.
Low key, Wayne.
Right. That's exactly what it was.
No, what I'm saying is we all followed a similar vein.
Okay.
Where we're not, like, Tone isn't showing up in a t-shirt and some jeans and some Timbs. You're not showing up like fucking Andre 3000 in the early 2000s when he had the 90s shit going
on. Yeah.
Like, that ain't, everybody kind of dresses.
A dashiki with some Adidas on.
You know what I'm saying? With your furry pants on.
Yeah, man.
It's your furry pants. You know what I'm saying? So, if that's the case, so we're very similar.
Yeah.
But because we have different, we are also unique in that space, we attract, even, like, socially with dudes, like the dudes that we end up talking. Hey man, I'm really feeling that sweater.
But I appreciate sometimes you, I think, and this may just be me, but mm-hmm. sometimes I think dudes just say that sometimes just to be in the midst of what they think we have going on. And right. that's no. I'm not saying that to be.
But why?
Because it's, as you said. When you started, when we arrive as a crew,
mm-hmm.
we foster a certain attention.
Okay.
And they want to be attached to that.
Okay. Because it what?
Because it's popping.
And it looks a certain type of
way. Of course it does.
All right. So, and that's from the superficial standpoint, it's about the look. It's about the look of it. But it's no... It's no different than finding a chick who fine and then fucking her and being like, the pussy was trash. That should be the word. You see a fine chick, you in your mind like, yo, it's going
to
be.
What is that comparable to via style?
It's the look.
Okay.
So you then start talking to us and you like, oh, shit, I'm in deeper waters than I thought.
Tone?
You
don't be putting the mic close and then wave it away.
Okay, actually, let me because I
0-2 pitch.
Let me reverse it.
Swing and a miss.
It's seeing the chick who looks like plain, right? And then you fuck her and you like, oh shit, like she put that thing.
Well, see, that's now that seems like a contradiction.
I would have gone the other way.
So
it's like seeing an attractive woman. And having a conversation with her and having an expectation that she can have.
Okay, there, yeah.
Okay, but see, that's what the team's for.
Yeah.
See,
yeah,
you thanks, help me coach. Out, goddammit.
Back on D.
But so in that thing, in that same vein for men, for us, we're creatures of habit by nature. So there's an alignment that goes into our process. And this is like, that's what I'm saying. So the dude who's icy and knows what the fuck he's doing, that's why that shit look different. He a creature of habit. He's been doing that.
Yeah.
Versus the new nigga who may get there. It look weird. He's adjusting too much.
Yeah.
He's looking around to see who, because he don't even know how to move with that shit.
Yeah, Tony was telling us about, this was a few shows back, but he was somewhere and he saw a dude out on a date and was like, I wanted to reach out to right. him and be like, yo.
Let me fix a few of these things.
You need to slow your breathing. like you need to relax.
Right.
Okay, because you got beads here. and then you just got inked. I don't know. Stop letting put that shit on your hairline.
So I think, I don't know if I heard you correctly.
That
so
basically
please correct,
turned to Shanghai.
Right. Correct me, Michael Andrew. You're saying that sometimes women may approach you based on how you approach a social setting.
Right.
Is that the desired effect?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, because for me,
I didn't want you to, like, he don't walk up and talk to women.
No.
Like, I ain't say that.
No, and it's I want people to see me when I walk into the space.
Oh.
Right? Nah, but it's deeper than that.
Like, see who you are.
See me.
Got it.
Like, right? So when they.
I understood.
Yeah. This guy. Right, when you make the move, it changes, but it changes the dynamic. So when that woman walks up to me, and it's usually three pronged, right? It's how I see you in your little hat. We all experienced
yeah.
that.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That was one of the things that connected us. Yeah. Right. I see you in your little. Why is everything little for you?
Little.
Right. Little. It ain't even little. It's little.
Little.
Right. You have the. Oh,
I think a full little would be more disrespectful.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, that little hat that you're wearing. It's so cute.
If you don't back, I got something big for you too, goddammit. Like, just keep on talking.
Everybody come back.
You said what?
As everybody come back. I got something big for you.
Well, shit.
Who's saying that?
And then I pulled my dick out.
Oh, well, I mean, you're going to jail.
and then
they call those flashers.
But it's the insulting, like, they try to neg us. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just thought you was killing the game tonight, huh?
Yeah.
No, bitch, I know I was killing the game.
Yeah.
Obviously.
apparently it worked.
Obviously.
It worked.
It got you, didn't it?
And you can get
to ta-da.
Or for me, it was for me, if I was, especially when I used to be in New York, just be like, oh, so you pimping? You trying to work? Because only two women is asking this question. Either you a cop or you trying to work.
Sometimes I do wish... You know, I can see that New York Michael Andrew in action because I'm going to tell you, friend, you're sounding like Pimpin' Joe.
Listen, I'm a personal management specialist.
You got some
kin
in your blood.
I'm a personal management specialist.
I'm just saying, PMS.
Shit, what's wrong, baby? Your thoughts got caught? Like, this
going back to moving with looking for attention but not having intention.
Right.
Wayne, do you want, and this brings it a little bit to the statement I made right before we recorded.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that why you dress the way that you dress? Why has everything got to be a long pause?
So 1965.
In 78.
You knew the question.
Because, well, I answered the first question of the question first. Because sometimes
what?
What the hell?
Because sometimes...
This is a tough-ass cigar.
It's not you, brother. I'm not even smoking. And
shit. Sometimes you just feel like...
You got to adjust the microphone, brother.
See, the mic didn't even want that bullshit.
We're using the same... It's a dynamic mic.
Can you hear it?
Now we can.
Yes.
Because I can't hear myself.
The mic was saying, get to the fucking point.
Thank you.
Yeah, because sometimes you just got to think about it because you never thought about it yourself.
Nigga, what?
Yeah.
What the fuck is you talking about?
I'm high, apparently.
Shit.
And Tone and Dave are smoking the same thing. That's a prank because we are lost. Get us back, please.
But that Uber ride was a bit long, man.
I think sometimes you do want the attention.
Thank you.
You do want the attention. What you want it for, it just depends on the day.
But we're asking you.
That is for me.
Okay.
Tom, what about you, though?
You going to style, speaking of style, sometimes you wake up, you just throw whatever on. Like, right now, I got a sweatsuit on.
But you didn't throw whatever on, so that's bullshit. That's cap.
To me, I did.
That's cap.
Why is that cap?
My nigga, you got on fucking the same fucking brand. If you would have thrown on whatever, you wouldn't have made sure everything coordinated.
Wait. First and foremost, it's a lot easier to throw something that's one piece on.
Right.
Comes with a top and a bottom.
Yes.
You throw on shoes.
Yes.
That's it.
Bro, your hat match your
right,
accessories.
Right, everything
is black.
But my nigga, so you didn't just throw something on, though.
He got on a green cap. Do you have on a green cap? Which would have still made
this. But that's still a part of his aesthetic and his look.
That's Michael Andrew. Michael Andrew admits that.
So now you just proved the point. This is me. But this is thrown on for me.
So basically, your point of throwing on is just something that you just went into the closet.
Exactly. And what Michael Andrew, if I'm hearing it correctly, is saying, no, you just didn't throw that on. You put effort into it.
It sounds like it sounds like you good, man. You want to get comfortable? I can turn your mic off. You've shifted 8,000 times.
It feels like I'm not hearing myself.
That nigga sliding off the chair.
It may not, but we can
hear you.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll tell you if we could.
That nigga sliding off the chair.
He got hype.
Yeah.
That nigga sliding off the chair.
Yeah, he's sliding
it's
off.
It's going down.
With his tracksuit.
Hey, man, when they sit up, you know it's serious.
What it sounds like when you say, I just threw something on. It sounds a little bit disingenuous.
Yes.
When you say you just threw something on, you know what I mean? Hey, man, I came out through it. I picked up the first thing that I saw.
And I've seen some shit where I feel like you just threw some shit on.
I don't think I've ever seen you where you just threw something on. But
No, I'm saying.
I get what you're saying.
I've seen where you, when I say that, I'm saying, or I've seen where you're just like, especially when it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I just threw something on that was comfortable.
Right.
I could breathe, and I wasn't going to be sweating it.
Okay.
That shit still coordinates, works. I guess my point is if there were fucking purple sneakers in the front, right? A fucking pink pair of linen trousers, and like I just threw something, I just had something in the closet and I just grabbed and threw it on.
Yeah, we've seen your house, bro. So it's not like you just
You're not that type of nigga.
Walk down the stairs and be like, "Oh, let me take on this."
Right.
Okay.
So you're not that type of nigga.
Let me rephrase.
Thank you.
Speak how you want to speak, man. That's what it mean to you, man.
I wasn't in
blue dog shit.
I wasn't very intentional in being aesthetically pleasing. I wanted to be comfortable today.
So you still dress with intention then? Thank you for making Tone's point.
I'm track shoe sided. Okay, that's it. I got it.
All right. Moving on, Tone.
Yeah, I'm here.
What about you?
I guess I'm not here. Sorry.
No, you're always here.
Yeah.
I'll like just with most things, I'll think too much. You know, what am I trying to do? And I have to bring it back to self.
Right.
I want to make sure that I feel good.
Okay.
And.
Does attention make you feel good?
Attention? Yeah, but it's not. I want to use fashion for what I believe fashion is, and it's an accessory.
Okay.
You know, just what I feel. Hey, man, do I feel like there's been times where I will go out like, man, there's going to be some girls out there. You know, I want to kill it. And then I'm like, man, what am I talking about?
Right.
No, what am I dressing for?
Right.
And then I do it. And that's what it comes down to. And I will be upset with myself if I do it for some other reason than me.
So outside reason.
Yeah. So if I'm, you know, because who you talk to, it doesn't matter. You know, we've spoken and many, this is what I believe. It doesn't matter how much status that I or us or we.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how much we have.
Right.
Whether a million people know who we are, or five.
Right.
I still have to talk to someone in order to get them to engage with me. To say, I like him. He's a cool guy. He's a good looking guy. I want to fuck him. I want to date him. Whatever it is. I still have to talk to people. That's my gift. Having a Ferrari, yeah. Could you get ass with that? Of course you could.
Right.
You know, looking nice, of course you could. But I work out. I dress the way that I dress. It's for me.
For me?
Yeah. So I don't, the attention based on what I'm wearing, it has to be secondary to who I am. Like, right. Don't get me wrong. The whole package, oh, yes, I want that attention.
Right.
But not just solely focused on my wardrobe.
And I think that that's, so this was one of the aspects for young men, especially. So ladies, if you have sons, you got brothers, like shit, fathers.
Or like, ladies, if you like young men.
See, Dave.
Like Dave.
That nigga Dave be lying. All right,
would
Dave.
You want an older woman?
Yes, I definitely would.
Is there a reason why?
They're more mature, and I feel like I can learn something from them. Versus the young women, you can't really, they can't do too much for you right now.
What could you give to an older woman?
Yeah, what can you do for her?
Hold that. Think about that. Yeah. Finish your statement, Michael Andrew. Yeah. That's hard left. I'll take it though.
We're definitely coming back to that. So I wanted to, for young men, men need to understand that there's rites, rituals, and there is respect, right? Young men don't have this in mass anymore. So when we were young, I think we kind of lost it as young men. It ended with us. There were rites of passage, right? I've heard stories where a homie, when he turned 18, his dad went and got him some champagne and got him a cigar and was like, yo, we celebrating you becoming a man today, right? Or when I've heard some of my Jewish clients, they're getting ready and, you know, they're excited because it's their son's bar mitzvah. You know, the spirit was moving in here. The spirit was moving. because it was his bar mitzvah. Or, you know, a young man walking into my shop with his father and him saying, hey, he's graduating from college or he's going to college and we need to get him in the suit, right? And for him to have that rite of passage, because women, and we've had this conversation, naturally have a introduction into their womanhood very young.
And?
You say and?
And introduction.
Oh, and what did I say?
And? A.
Oh, and thank you. It's the editor. And so what ends up happening is they are told by nature, you are now a woman, even though you're still an adolescent in some cases, right? You're a woman now, right? Physically. Men don't ever have that experience physically. Our dick can get hard, but there's no transitory element. So this is why you can have potentially a dude who's 40 years old, 45 years old, in the same environment, looking the same as a 25-year-old, right? And trying to maneuver the same way that 25-year-old is. And this happened...
When you say maneuver, how?
I was about to get to that. Oh. So when I was working at the cigar spot that I was working at, I remember that happening. A 45-year-old came in. He's trying to get his young cat by Dave's age. Dave's 27, just so you know. For all you
27,
older,
27.
A mature 27. For all you older ladies who are trying to get at him.
Yes, Lord. It's called me Dave.
I tell you, this nigga be lying. This nigga be lying.
Starting to come together for him.
Right. Now it's all making sense. Right. So they talking. He's trying to get this young cat game, and he is receptive but not subscribing yet. Right. He's still, all right, you know, OG's giving some insights. Fly little chick who may have been like 29, 27, 28, you know, somewhere around that age, walks in. And the dynamic shifts. Because now the 45-year-old nigga is trying to shoot. She ain't expressed no interest. She didn't choose, right? But now he's posturing for attention. Got the same, damn near had the same exact look as the 25-year-old, right? So now the 25-year-old is like, okay. Oh, this nigga ain't trying to give me the game. This nigga competition. Because we both have assessed this beautiful specimen in front of me, right? So, oh, you now competition. So anything that you telling me, maybe you running game on me. You may not be from a competitive standpoint. You're not trying to help me or give me the game. You trying to run game on me so that you can hate on me or you could. And I was like, well, I wasn't saying that he wasn't, because I said, nah, everything fam said was sound. I said, but I looked at the older guy and I said, that's what happens. There's nothing for me to aspire to. There's nothing for me to look up to. When I was a young cat and I would see dudes who dressed a certain way, I knew I couldn't afford that. I couldn't afford what they was going to get. And it wasn't even that it was all that expensive. I just didn't have access to the spaces that they were going to. I didn't know where they were going. I didn't understand that process. I didn't understand how those things all work together. I had to be educated on that. So I had to have a mentor. I had to have somebody who could guide me in those principles to get me to the spaces that they want to be in. But if we can both go to the same store or to the same space and get the same exact thing, and there's no level up, then it creates a different dichotomy and dynamic. And I'm not saying this can't be for the sneakerheads.
Yeah.
But it's a difference when you can go get the ones, right? And somebody comes back and be like, yo, why your ones look different? Oh, because I had these in 90. Damn, OG, like for... And it goes back to the saying that my mentor used to tell me. He was like, real men of style don't buy clothes, they own them. Nigga, I've been doing this. You new to this. I'm true to this. It's a rite of passage that transitions for that man at some point.
To the uncommon eye from a woman, does that matter?
Yes. Ask a woman. When she sees a man who has a refined style, and I'm not talking about refined from a quote-unquote elegant standpoint. Refined in that it's been distilled. It looked different when like I've seen old heads, we'll call them old heads, who have the eight, you know, 80s Dapper Dan around that, show up in the sneakers, jeans is perfectly tailored, got the white tee on, a nice leather, butter soft leather, may have a Scully on or like a Applejack and they walk into the same room with the other 45 year old, the other old head who trying too hard. The attention is always different because their intention is different.
But is that character based or is that fashion based?
It's a little bit of both. Because a person who knows himself doesn't have to try to keep up with the Joneses. And the person who's keeping up with the Joneses knows that that's who he's always been. And like I said, it's the chain all over again. That shit look different when you're trying than versus being. Because if you've been wearing sneakers since you were 18, that shit look different. If you've been wearing like the fashionable jeans since you were 18 and every trend cycle you re-up and do the trend,
right,
that shit look different because you know what you're doing.
Let me ask you this. Do you think your and this is for both of y'all, do you think your style, your personal style, was more influenced by your personality and your character evolving or women?
For me, my personality and character, because this was not winning me any points early on, especially when my influencer was Bentley, was Farnsworth Bentley. Just wasn't checking for that nigga. Like, if we just being keeping it all the way of being, partly because of how he was characterized. I thought he was way smoother when you actually saw him move. He was way smoother than a lot of them other cats. But they made him that dancing, right, you know, the dancing nigga. And I was like, if they would have positioned him to be more like Benson, like, it's like, think about Benson, right?
Yeah.
Benson was a well-dressed dude, but he was a butler. But, like, even there, you had a uniform. His shit was always pristine. And that motherfucker had some smart-ass responses.
Who's Benson?
Benson was a character in a 80s show. Was it 82?
Soaps. And then it turned into Benson, the TV show.
Where really? Yeah. I didn't know that. I just remember from the TV.
A lot of y'all weren't born yet.
That was, I wasn't outside. That's when he was
a butler. Yeah. Y'all definitely weren't born yet.
Oh yeah, I wasn't outside. Oh, but I remember the show. But or for us with Fresh Prince of Bel-Air with Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Even though he was in a state of service, that motherfucker was still like, you could tell you ain't gonna talk to Jeffrey crazy, right? Like, and he was gonna do it so smooth that you didn't even realize you was being checked, right? So for me, it ended up being a situation where it was just like, nah, you can either be yourself, or you can acquiesce to like some pussy, and that ain't. I'm just, for what you were asking,
was for women.
So when I got to New York, it was when I was me. It balanced itself out because then there was tribes there. Like, dudes got to remember, 99.9% of dudes are not going to be everything to everybody. It's a few dudes who just got it.
Yeah.
Right, and they can maneuver in those spaces. 99.9% of those other dudes are just gonna have to find their tribe, and once they find their tribe, the crazy shit is that it's beautiful women within that tribe that they are overlooking because they were looking at another tribe.
Right,
like, nigga, you need to be at Comic-Con.
Like, for me, I think it was a combination of both. It was me recognizing that, I like the attention of women.
Okay.
Right? And then growing into myself as a young man into an older man. And when I mean older, I mean like outside of my 20s, going into my 30s.
Right.
Realizing like, okay, I partake in fashion this way, but now the attention is shifting because I actually like knowing about the garments. I actually like learning about the culture. I actually like being exposed to certain things and finding out, oh, why this is this and why that is that.
Right.
But initially it was like, oh man, I'm trying to be cool, but I'm not. But I want to get some attention. You know, I want chicks to look at me. You know, you want to be cool. Right. It's like, to Tony's point earlier, it's like, I want to do it for me. But in those moments, I was still trying to foster what that was for me.
What about you, Tom?
similar to Wayne. I think similar to both of you guys. I like being different. I like looking at myself and saying, hey, you know, when you had to go to the school dance, you weren't wearing jeans and sneakers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or slacks and sneakers.
Right.
Or when you start to
play ball and you have to dress up or away games or whatever, you could put things together better than everyone else.
Did y'all have to dress up the Friday before?
We had to dress up on game day.
On game day.
Oh, okay.
So Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay. Yeah.
And then they change it to, you know, home games.
Tuesdays and Fridays.
Yeah, Tuesdays and Fridays. So home games, you could dress, but I still.
Y'all don't have to dress up?
Yeah. I'm just saying, you said Tuesday and Thursday.
Oh, because, yeah, more games.
Yeah. So, and I like that feeling of putting things together. And like I said, I got away. None of my friends were doing this.
Right.
Even the cats that went to church. They weren't like me.
Right.
And being into GQ and, you know what I'm saying, paying attention to, man, that really looks good. Yeah. I wasn't into the fabrics. You know, I'm not into, you know.
No.
But I want it to be better. You know, why this? Why that? You know, why a brown belt and black shoes don't go right?
Right.
Like, you can see it, but understanding that. So that's kind of where I came. And once you start doing something, you want to be better at it. So I just wanted to. And, of course, I like the attention of, hey, you look good. Being a good-looking person has always been a thing for me.
Do you feel like that, though? Do you feel everybody is like that once you.
You guys can keep going. I can hear you.
Once you get into something, you want to be the best at it?
I think once you start to pay attention and, like, become knowledgeable at it, you want to be better. So it could be anything. Even when you're not going to be good at everything. You're not going to be good at anything until you step out there.
And
so even at your job or whatever it may be.
Every man wants to be proficient in something that they find interest in. Like, when you guys talk about cars, I have no desire or interest, real interest in cars. So I'm always fascinated when you guys are talking about it, because I'm like, that's not something I'm trying to learn about per se. So I'm learning about it through like hanging out with y'all. Like, y'all show me a picture and y'all be like, yeah, this new one. I'll be like, I ain't even know that existed, right? The same way Tona's like, if I'm talking about a fabric, he like, I ain't know that existed. But now that I know about it, I can add that to my mental repertoire, right? That makes me elevate, even if it's minimal.
Yeah, sure. Why does a jacket, how should it fall? Sure. What should I be paying attention to? Like, having the idea of, you know, using cars or suits or watches, like, I'll ask you, like, I don't know why one watch would cost more than another.
Right.
You know, you could say, oh, well, this is an automatic. And it's just like, yeah, I've seen a $100 automatic watch.
Right.
Right.
You know, what makes it this, you know, what makes a jacket fit properly?
Right.
And I ask questions. So I know that if I'm going to ever spend, you know, $1,000 on a blazer, I need to know why it needs to be $1,000, or I'm gonna look like an idiot.
And it's also, Tone said something that I wanted to make sure you got your thought out. Putting it all together, that's really what it is. So if I got my personality intact, and I can put that together with my presentation, and I can put that together with a conversation, and I can put that together in a nice atmosphere, it totally changes the dynamic of how somebody experiences you. It's one thing when we've gone to collectively, because we've seen this, gone to one establishment that is way more casual, right? And then us going to a nicer establishment in that same night, right? And seeing in the casual establishment, people are like, oh, yeah, man, y'all look really nice. But the appreciation is different when we move to the nicer spot, when the lights were a little bit lighter. Higher when they can see us walk in and get to our seat,
right?
Or when we've gone to the other situation and we can maneuver through the crowd and people can actually see us, see the, let's, you know, for the sake of this conversation, see the garment move, see, like, damn, I, he was sitting down, I didn't realize how tall he was or how svelte he is or how smooth he moves or how, like, there's all these other different types of things then that come together, that literally piece themselves together when the presentation is there. And that was where I just want to make sure I didn't leave you guys hanging too. Like, there's rituals after you have your rites of passage. There's certain rituals that you do. When Tom was talking about how a jacket should hang, there's certain practices and principles that you start thinking about. Oh, I'm going to go take my garment to the tailor, make sure it fits right. I'm going to make sure that I clean and properly care for my item in a manner that shows that I process through this in a traditional way.
I think going back to last show,
and this is going to be the theme, not understanding it before in my life, the way I think I may understand it now, is about being who you're going to be and pretty much, as Wayne would like to say, cultivate, or Michael Andrew like to say, put it together.
Right.
Just creating your avatar of you.
Right.
So what matters to you?
Right.
How a suit may hang may not bother you.
Right.
You know, you just may want a label and it's okay.
Right.
But you know you. I want to know why. You know, like certain things just bothered me. Saying, hey, man, yeah, you may be at the time, I will put it out there, at the time Polo was out.
Right.
You may be wearing Polo, but that outfit does not go.
Right.
You know, those colors, you're doing too much or you're not doing enough.
Right.
But understanding what I want and why I want it. So, sure. You know, like this, hey, I want to be okay. This is an accessory. It's a cheap accessory that I'm wearing now, but it's an accessory. Does money matter? You know, like, because I'm not into why a fabric does the X, Y, Z.
Right.
I am now more concerned of why a fabric may last longer.
Right.
With how I may want to move, because I want to move freely.
Right.
And not have my stuff rip up and, you know, be damaged or get dingy.
Right.
You know, and how to better protect that. So that's what I may lean on. Hey, Michael Andrew, what do you do for this? Now, if you don't help, well, I can always Google it.
Right. Right. And it's iron sharpens iron, because if I don't know, or if I can't help, then I got to go do some research as well, because that's something that I want to be proficient in. So it helps me level up in that same space as well. And that's the last thing, is this respect for yourself. So Tone has enough respect for himself to say, I want to know who I am and what I'm about. In that same space, there's also respect for how we show up in spaces. Like, I just don't ever want to be a motherfucker who had to get ready. Like, I like staying ready as me. Like, yo, you need to go to a wedding. Bet, I'm good. You need to go to a funeral. Bet, I'm good. You need to go to, like, a black tie affair. Bet, I'm good. Right? Now, it may be another nigga who says, I'm never going to a fucking black tie affair. Even if I got invited, I probably ain't gonna go. Cool. Like, then you good. But you are gonna go to a barbecue, though. Like, right? Like, and there's levels of barbecue. So this isn't just a family barbecue. This is to go meet your lady's parents at the barbecue. Mm. Or this is the barbecue that is like the big Atlanta, you know, situation. So now you... Barbecue. The what?
The Freaknik barbecue.
The Freaknik barbecue.
That's a picnic, sir.
Or the picnic, right?
Same thing.
So you know better. You Texas. Know better. Say that shit the same thing. What the fuck is wrong with you? We gonna have a talk later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are a little bit slower. Is that what you guys are saying?
Apparently.
I don't know.
Listen.
Well, you know, I'm off today, so don't even look at me.
We have a talk. Yeah, right. So when you go to, but then you scrambling that day, or you don't realize how that lack of respect or that lack of intention is subtle, but man, it fucks up so much other shit. Like, we were having a conversation. I have a client whose wedding is coming up, and he was adamant about telling the guest, like, do not have your phones out during the ceremony. And people were like, he was like, people were giving him a little pushback. And I'm like,
you can get the fuck out.
Nigga, I don't even want you at this motherfucker anyway. Like, we just keeping it a whole bean. I don't even fuck with you like that. But I'm spending. Oh, nigga, you know, nigga. First of all, I'm going to the courthouse. But that's.
No, you're not.
You're definitely not.
So don't get mad. Don't get mad.
I'm not gonna be mad.
You don't be mad.
Right.
Says the fashion guy who does. I'm going to give up an opportunity to be fashionable.
And yes. We just talked about how the reflection of you will attract the equal in your. And do you really think your equal is going to be like, let's go to the courthouse?
Yeah, that's a good point. That is a great point.
Watch me.
I'm going to watch you walk there by yourself.
Yes, I will.
And then you're going to be like, I got the marriage license. It's time to go to the real thing. I was just seeing if you.
I got the papers.
Watch me. Watch me.
Somebody get the papers. Get the papers.
Get the papers. But you're investing all this money, or like even at a funeral that happened, like people pulled out their cell phones. I was like, what the fuck? Like, there's no we're starting to lose respect for the ceremony of things. Like,
I can give you that. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So yeah. You don't realize, and it's such a subtle, like, insidious thing for you. Insidious. I know you was about to ask. No, I wasn't. Okay.
But I was going to say, I think that that's just a what you're seeing is a growth. You're seeing the change of whatever's cool, right? But I think at the baseline of what's important, and those people who thrive, they still have their tradition.
100%. And that's the you have sons, you have a son, right? These are going to be, because that respect moves into reflections. Your son, well, Wayne, you know, is designing clothes, right? It's going to be interesting to watch his evolution, because after a little while, it's not just, hey, I got this hoodie, I was able to screen print it on it. If he's really serious about it, when we're talking about proficiency and knowing about what you're talking about and what you're doing, now you're looking for different fabrications. You're looking for different ways to put something together, because you have no desire to go work for a company, right? Yeah, I want to own my own shit. But now I need to pitch for investing, for investors. And I got to show my look, but I also got to show the diversity of how it can show up. I heard an interesting story about The Gap. Do you guys know the origin of how The Gap came about?
Which part?
Oh, you've worked at The Gap, so you know. But the origins of the, like, of its ethos, right? You want to talk about it?
No, you can go ahead.
Well, the small essential element there was that, and I didn't know this until Saturday, was that The Gap's concept was to bridge the gap between adolescence and being a teenager and then coming into manhood. The young adults and teens didn't really have that middle ground.
Right.
And it made so much more sense now when you go back and look at how they put pieces together, very nondescript,
sure,
very classic, like, but things you can modernize if you wanted to.
And essentially, well, this isn't advertisement for Gap, and this is probably why I didn't want to talk about it, but essentially, to that point, it, from a marketing perspective, it was, now you have juniors.
Right.
You have people who market a junior size clothing.
Right.
And back in the 60s, going into the 70s, that was unheard of. It was just, you're either in your hand-me-down clothes, or we're going to have to alter these clothes. Right. So you can, there was no in-between.
Right.
So for them to, quote-unquote, fill in that gap,
yeah,
that's what they had started to do. But Gap, they didn't even produce their clothes. They were selling other people's clothes.
Oh, so in their stores. Either, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you could buy Jordache at Gap, or okay, Levi's at Gap.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's, Tone, like, that was to that perspective, is there's a certain level of respect, but then there's a certain reverence. Like, when young people see their dads, it's so crazy to hear, like, young people, yeah, you know, my daddy always, and there are reflections of it, right? There's reverence and a reflection there. So why would I expect a cat whose dad wore Tims and was a fly nigga, you know what I'm saying, but jeans, t-shirt, to then start dressing in suits? Like, it can happen, but there's usually going to be more of appreciation for urban or street wear that can be elevated and look even better. And then he may have on, you know, he may have a few blazers that he pairs with the jeans and the Tims. Or, so there's those reflections that you start seeing, the influence that is not sexually driven, you know, for the attention of girls. And it's not even necessarily for yourself. It's just the traditions that you've embarked on.
Sure.
And that's why I say, like, style is so much more than just some pieces of clothing, some articles of clothing. It really is a statement that creates a story, creates a legacy for other people to look at. And that's what, you know, your daughters look at. Like, I don't like no bummy. And it's great to hear, like, I like when I hear young ladies say that. I don't want no bummy nigga. Like, well, first of all, what does that mean, right? I don't like a motherfucker who just doesn't care.
Yeah.
Right? Because then that also doesn't mean that she doesn't want a hard-working dude who may be blue-collar, working as a mechanic, But after he gets off work, can he turn it up? And hearing that, is like, yes, because now there's a respect for himself. He's understood the rites of passage from going from, and he's bridged that gap of being an adolescent, a child, to saying, even if I'm going to be in whatever genre of style I'm going to be in, I understand that I have to elevate. It can't be Nikes all the time. Sometimes it needs to be, and sorry that we're doing all these product placements. We usually don't do this, but for this show, we will.
Hopefully, like, they'll pay us.
Right.
At some point in time.
And
they will.
It can't always be Nikes. Sometimes it got to be Breshimis, or then it got to be Magnani, or then it got to be, you know, the name is escaping me, but like, it, there's levels, right?
Sure.
And there should always be a certain level of elevation. Because, like I said, that 25-year-old can't afford fucking $2,500 sneakers. Now, he may be able to go get them, but as I've told everybody, it ain't about what you can afford to buy, it's about what you can afford to maintain and sustain, right? So it looked different when that when fans show up in some beautiful lambskin leather sneakers, got some dope denim on, a cashmere top coat, you know what I'm saying, and a nice cashmere sweater on, and he's sitting there chilling, smoking a stick, and a young lady come in, a 29, and fam got on the ripped up jeans, the dope, you know, designer t-shirt, and, you know, the designer sneakers, right, that are everybody knows about. And shorty look at the OG like, damn, like, I really, excuse me, you just look so nice. Cause then he gonna be like, the fuck. But I'm in the, it's no longer competition now. OG, like, the fuck, like, how? Well, young boy, it's some levels to this shit. And he laughing about the shit because he ain't even checking. He wasn't even checking for the gazelle. He ain't bring no gun. Mm-mm. He's just chilling. Right? Mm-mm. Matter of fact, I ain't even had to shoot. Motherfucker got in the car and came with me. Like, motherfucker got in the car and came with me.
My trunk bed's open.
Right.
And my F-150.
Now they got a drop top.
They got a drop top.
So I want mothers to know that for a young man, being able to see processes, see evolution, to see elevation is vitally important for our rites of passage, for the rituals that we'll create, and for the respect and reverence that we're gonna have for whatever we're doing, and what that ends up reflecting long term. Because if we can do that, dudes just show up. We act differently when we're dressed well, whatever that looks like for us. You just move different. We used to be at the club when we was younger on a Friday night on Peace Street, right? At the spot. It was always
wilding.
But no, it was always different on the Friday nights when it was hard bottoms required, jeans with no rips. Dude walk past, step on your shoe, you be like, hey, my bad, pimping. Like, my apologies. Be like, it's all good, family. On Thursday night when I had been there the night before, and they step on your J's and it's a problem.
Pandemonium.
You know what I'm saying? So it tear the motherfucking club up, right? So it even changes that dynamic. And I think that there's something to be said about that. And I think that there's something that a lot of men would learn about themselves, to Tone's point, what they're seeking to attend to and attract from an attention standpoint, you know, to the rest of our points, and how dynamic that could be. Because then we can get the fuck out the way. I don't have to worry about trying to impress mad chicks. I'm trying to leave an impression with these types of chicks. So the doors of the church are open.
So, right on, man. Yeah. So if I had to interject and say something, nothing against you guys. This point is, from what I've got from what you guys have said, is basically, is to always be you, because once you are you and you showing, you know, you as yourself, is the way you dress, the way you carry yourself.
Right.
You're going to always bring that attention from the woman or whoever you walk into their room, to even from other guys, to be like, hey, man, hey, what you got on that, boy?
Right.
I like that. But as long as you being you, you ain't got to really show out for nobody else.
100%.
So,
but like Michael Andrew was saying in his closing, if you know the type of woman you want and you want to impress her, which is fine.
Yeah.
Then you have to know how to move. So, right. You know, if you want to get the attention of the woman that we saw that one time that you were like, you know, whoa, you might have to dress a bit up for that. You yeah. know what I mean? Like,
oh, of course.
You know what I mean?
He wanted the older ones anyway.
She's older.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. She's older.
So what?
Oh. But, you know, it's.
Come on now, put two on two.
Yeah, sometimes you
want. But sometimes, you know, just be ready for whatever your life. Whatever right. you want in your life, be ready for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can do life together.
Yeah. So you guys check mm-hmm. out the All Man After Show. We're going to go into the question that I asked Dave. What do you bring into an older woman's life who is offering you wisdom or offering teaching you something? What are you giving her? So if you guys want to hear that, go over to All Man Podcast.
IG All Man.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. You're right.
And if you guys want to come hang out with us, chime in on the podcast every so often. Like Dave, guys, come down on a Monday night, 7:00. We'll get it going for you.
At the 404 Smoke Shop, Kent Creek location.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah, if you guys don't have a podcast home, you guys can always make the All Man your home.
Since Wayne didn't want to do it. Number two after me.
Let the doors of the podcast open, please.
Well, no, number three.
This has been the All Man Podcast. I am the Tony Davis.
Michael Angel the Brand.
And I'm Wayne. Hashtag All Man.
We out this beer.